Well, guys, we're here again. Thank you so much. Happy to have you. I hope you're happy. And if not, that you get there. I know happiness can be overrated, right? I used to think happy people were faking it. So, boy, if there's a rebound story, you're listening to it. It's very doable. So, the title. Yes, the dumbass's tea party. Yeah, that's nervousness. Guys, there's going to be differing opinions and perspectives. And what we want to do is notice if we get triggered by people being stupid, ignorant, willfully blind, jerks. There's value in all of it. Because it shows you, when you get triggered by that, that where you could grow a little. Let's put it that way. Where you could just go, oh, okay. Instead of wanting to have your knee the jerk reaction. Because when you walk away from that, you end up carrying it. And so here's what happens. You know, you'll be like in life watching videos or whatever and notice comments from people that just appear to be stuck on stupid or supporting something that you just can't even believe because the evidence shows that anyone in their right mind would not just not be saying those things. How could you possibly? One and one don't equal three. But there's going to be a lot of that showing up. And my own personal reaction to it is why I wanted to do this episode. Here's how I got out of being really pissed. I had to take my own workshop. That all of these people were cheering someone who doesn't deserve to have the time of day based on behavior and patterns of behavior, okay? And I was upset because I'm like, how could you be that blind? And then I realized, oh, hang on. They're just having their, like, fake fest. They've all agreed to put on some blinders, maybe wear some earplugs. And that's their prerogative. Unfortunately, we have to usually deal with them bumping around in the dark. So that's the part that pisses me off. Like, how could you not be, like, more awake by now? But okay, look, it's their trip. And here's how I got out of this angst. Man, I was mad. Not at the people, but at the lack of willingness to notice the truth. You know, excuse me, but past behavior really speaks loudly. And why would you support somebody whose past behavior has been detrimental to you and your family? Just saying. Okay. All right. So I had to look at it this way. Imagine a little kid having a tea party, right? You're standing in the corner in the doorway, right? You're leaning up against the doorway. Your arms are folded. You're watching little Becky. This tea is so good, isn't it, Susan? She talks to her doll, Susan, or maybe Susan's her girlfriend. It doesn't matter. They're pretending to have a tea party. And they're sip-sip and they're munching on their little fake biscuits. And these two little girls are having the time of their lives, pretending that they are Mrs. Maisel and Mrs. Daisy and whatever. They're having a good time. They're pretending. They're having a tea party. Now, you wouldn't bust their party, right? What do you know, like, picture that. Like, it's kind of funny. You, like, stand up and move into the middle of the party and give them a hard time, like, bust them. Like, that's not real tea. What are you faking? God, you know, these are children having a tea party. Leave them alone, right? You would not bust it. So when I looked at it that way, and this is why I wanted to share this with you. When you see a group of people having their little fake tea party, try not to be mad at them. I know it's tempting. It really is. Oh, goodness. But I'd say all of us have lost friends and family over our differing opinions lately. But what matters is when you go to sleep at night, hon, when you lay your head down on the pillow. What matters most is that you can still smile. You didn't thump anybody too hard in the temple. Even though you wanted to. Congratulations. Just see them as little kids having a tea party. It's the dumbasses tea party. And the reason I call them the dumbasses is because they're exhibiting the W in the acronym AWARE is willful ignorance / willful blindness. And what happens with that is another letter, which can be asleep at the wheel. That's an A, or even apathetic. And that's really dangerous when people are willfully blind or ignorant and they choose that, they don't care what the consequences are of that. And unfortunately, that is like swinging a cat, you know, by the tail. And that's the part I don't like. You want to be stupid? Okay, go over there and be stupid. I'm literally pointing out the window. You know, it's fine. You want to be like that? Go ahead. But and no doubt they would say the same to me. And I'm okay with that. It's not about taking sides. It's about recognizing what you're working with and asking yourself, do I want more or less of this? I hope you're having a good time today, no matter what you're doing. Remember to ask the question, how can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? It'll work out for you. Just ask the question. I'm Lonnie Ray. I'm out for now, but I'll be back. Oh my goodness.